Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Now, the reason why we sing that mantra. Oh, Spanish, you. Translate.
La razón por la cual cantamos este mantra
is because in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, there are 10 offenses.
Es porque cuando cantamos el mantra Hare Krishna pueden haber 10 ofensas.
And because we commit one or two or even 10 offenses, we don't achieve the perfection of chanting. So, in order to become free of offenses, we chant this mantra that we have been chanting. It is called the Panchatattva Mahamantra. Unlike the Hare Krishna mantra, the Panchatattva does not consider anyone's offenses. So by chanting this Panchatattva Mahamantra, before chanting Hare Krishna, then we become quickly cleansed of our offenses. And then we can chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari 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 Gaura Jai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Nityai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Nityai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Do your deities have names? Not yet. So for now, we'll call them Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Jai Hare Krishna. So we are doing a deity Abhishek. And we are installing Radha and Krishna here in this house. Hare Krishna. So we'll do some more kirtan, because kirtan is the safest way to worship the Lord. Then I will chant the Brahma Sanghita prayers. And all you have to know is one line. Repite, por favor. Govindam,
Govindam
Adi Purusham,
Tamaham Bhajami.
All right, so let's do some Hare Krishna kirtan. And I recommend, don't look at me. Look at Radha and Krishna. Because they look a lot better than I do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good. I like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes the question is asked by people.
Algunas veces estas preguntas están planteadas por las personas.
Why do we worship idols?
¿Por qué nosotros adoramos ídolos?
We don't worship idols.
Nosotros no adoramos ídolos.
We worship God.
Nosotros adoramos a Dios.
Idols is money.
Los ídolos son el dinero.
Movie stars.
Las estrellas de cine.
Singers.
Los cantantes.
Politicians.
Los políticos.
That's idol worship.
Eso es lo que es adoración de ídolos.
This worshiping of the Murti.
Eso es adorar a la Murti.
The form of the Lord.
La forma del Señor.
Is prescribed in the Vedic scriptures.
Está prescrito en las escrituras védicas.
Even Krishna himself.
Hasta Krishna mismo.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam.
En el Srimad Bhagavatam.
Instructs his devotee Uddhava.
Instruye a su devoto Uddhava.
That one must worship his form.
Que uno debe adorar a su forma.
The reason we worship the form of the Lord.
La razón por la cual nosotros adoramos a la forma de Dios.
God is spiritual.
A Dios espiritual.
But we are material.
Pero nosotros somos materiales.
We don't have the capacity to see God in his actual form at the present time.
Nosotros no tenemos la capacidad de ver a Dios en su forma real en este momento presente.
To see God
para ver a Dios,
as he is, you have to purify the senses.
Tenemos que purificar los sentidos.
When the senses are completely purified,
cuando los sentidos estén completamente purificados,
then you can see God.
Entonces, ahí podemos ver a Dios.
So how to get to that stage?
Entonces, ¿cómo llegar a ese estado?
Deity worship is the authorized process.
La adoración a la deidad es el proceso autorizado.
To purify the senses.
Para purificar los sentidos.
Also, the deity form
la forma de la deidad
impresses upon us
en la presencia supana
that God has his form.
Que Dios tiene su propia forma.
He's not impersonal.
No es impersonal.
In the Bible it says,
en la Biblia dice,
man is made out of the image and likeness of God.
Que Dios está hecho, que el hombre está hecho a imagen y semejanza de Dios.
So just as you have a head, two arms, two legs, God has the same form. As you see Krishna and Radha, the transcendental couple. So to help us come to the stage of actually seeing God, we worship the form of God.
Adoramos a la forma de Dios.
This question was asked by Arjuna.
Esta pregunta fue planteada por Arjuna.
In the Bhagavad Gita.
En el Bhagavad Gita.
Who knows what chapter? I mentioned it at Rakesh's house.
¿Quién sabe en qué capítulo? Lo mencioné en
what chapter?
¿Cuál capítulo?
You need to study your Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 12.
En el capítulo 12.
In the beginning of chapter 12.
Arjuna
asks Krishna,
Arjuna le pregunta a Krishna,
should I worship you impersonally?
¿Tengo que adorarte a ti impersonalmente?
Or personally?
¿O personalmente?
Krishna immediately replied,
Krishna inmediatamente le contesta,
in my opinion,
en mi opinión,
you should worship my personal form.
Tú debes adorar a mi forma personal.
If you worship me impersonally, you will simply be troubled.
Simplemente estarás confundido.
And it will take you millions of lifetimes
y te tomará millones de vidas
to ultimately reach the conclusion.
Lograr llegar a la conclusión.
Please repeat.
Por favor,
repita. Vasudeva.
Vasudeva.
Sarvam iti.
Sarvam iti.
That is the ultimate conclusion.
Esa es la conclusión última.
So, do not have any doubts.
Entonces, no tengan ninguna duda.
Or worries.
O preocupaciones.
Or fears.
O temores.
Or hesitation.
O duda.
Worship the personal form of God.
Adore a la forma personal de Dios.
And the ultimate form of God
y la última forma de Dios
is this Radha Krishna.
Son estos Radha y Krishna.
So now,
entonces ahora,
while you are all taking turns bathing,
mientras ustedes van a tomar turnos para bañar a la deidad,
and you should be careful,
tienen que ser muy cuidadosos,
the lota should not touch the deity.
De no tocar a las deidades.
It should be some distance away. We will now chant the Brahma Sanghita prayers.
Ahora vamos a cantar las oraciones del Brahma Sanghita.
These prayers,
estas oraciones,
are the best prayers to chant,
son las mejores oraciones para cantar,
on an occasion like this.
En una ocasión como esta.
The Brahma Sanghita,
el Brahma Sanghita
is even higher than the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Es incluso más alto que el Srimad Bhagavatam.
And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest of all scriptures. So what was that line I asked you to memorize? Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Chintamani Prakara Sadmasuka Pravriksha Laksha Vriteshu Surabir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. Try to do it together and try to do it with a little enthusiasm. Venang vanandamara vindadalaya taksham barha vatangsam asitam buddha sundarangam kandarpa koktika maniya vishesha shobam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. We're getting better. I have one student, she has memorized these prayers, and she chants it every day. She just got married, and she just got initiated by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami. Alola Chandra Kala Sadvana Malya Vangshi Ratnanga Dampranaya Keli Kala Vilasam Shyamang Tribhanga Lalitang Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purushang Tamaham Bhajami Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pasyanti Panti Kalayanti Charam Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sat Ujvala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Tamaham bhajami Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam Adyang purana purushang navayovanam cha Vedeshu durlabam adurlabam atma bhaktau Govindamari purushang Tamaham bhajami Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo Vayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam Sopyastya papadasamya vachintya tatve Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ekopya saura chahitang jagad anda gotim Yachchakti asti jagad anda chayayad anta Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Here in this verse, Lord Brahma is saying, Krishna, who is known as Govinda, lives within your heart and actually in every atom. Therefore, his name is Vasudeva, which means all-pervasive.
Que quiere decir todo.
All-pervasive, everywhere.
Que, omnipresente.
Yad-bhava-bhavita-diyo-manujastataiva Samprapya-rupa-mahimasana-yana-bhusha Suktar-yameva-nigama-pratitai-stuvanti Govindamadi-purushang tamahang-bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi Goloka eva nivasat akilat mabuto Jamaham bhajami. This is my favorite of all the Brahma Sanghita verses. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva rideyeshu vilokayanti yang shyama sundara machintya gunaswarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Here Lord Brahma says, what is the qualification to see God?
Aquí el Señor dice, ¿cuál es la cualificación para ver a Dios?
Your eyes have to be smeared.
Tus ojos tienen que estar
with a special ointment.
Untados con un aceite especial.
And that ointment is love of God.
Y es un ungüento especial, es el amor por Dios.
When you have pure love for God, then you will see Shyama Sundar.
Entonces va a ver a Shyama Sundar.
That is the ultimate form of Krishna.
Que es la forma última de Krishna.
And he has inconceivable qualities.
Y él tiene cualidades inconcebibles.
We do not worship God who is an old man with a beard.
Nosotros no adoramos a Dios que es un viejito con una barba.
We worship God who is ever youthful. Ramadi murti shukalani amena tishtan nana avataram akarod bhuvanesha kintu krishna swayam samabhavat paramak pumanyo govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami yasya prabha prabhavato jagad anda koti kotish vashesha vasudhadi vibhuti binnam Tad Brahma Nishkalamananda Masheshabhutam Govinda Madi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Mayahi Yasya Jagadanda Shatani Sute Trigunya Tad Vishaya Veda Vitayamana Satvavalambi Parasatvam Vishuddha Satvam Govinda Madi Purushang Tamahang bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manaksu Yap praninam pratifalam smaratam upetya Lila yitena bhuvanani jayat yajasram Govindamadi purusham Tamahang bhajami Goloka namni nijadamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridamasu Teshu Teshu Te Prabhava Nichaya Vihitaschayena Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. In this verse, Lord Brahma summarizes the cosmic manifestation. At the bottom is the material universe, known as Devi Dham, controlled by Durga. You Indians know very well about Durga Mata. So the material world is her domain. Above her is the abode of her consort, Lord Shiva. Mahesh Dham. And then above that, Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, the abode of Narayan in his innumerable forms, Rama, Nasringa, Vamana, Sridhar, Rishikesha. And then above that, Krishna Loka, which is divided into three sections. Mathura, Dwaraka, and then top of the top of the topmost, Goloka Vrindavanam. And where do you find there? Who do you find there? Radha, not just Krishna. Radha Krishna. That is their abode. And what do they do every day? What do they do every day? Dance rasa dance. And they never get tired. Here we get tired. Let's do something different. But not there. They do the same dance every day. And every day it's fresh and new. All right, let's continue. Shirang yathadadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahitata prithag asti heto yaksham bhutam apitata samupaiti karyad govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. So here Lord Brahma instructs us how to understand Lord Shiva. He compares Lord Shiva, explaining that Lord Shiva is like yogurt, and Lord Vishnu is like milk. Yogurt is nothing but milk, but it has been transformed. You cannot use milk in the same way as you do yogurt. Because something has been added to change the milk to yogurt. So, Lord Vishnu is compared to milk, and Lord Shiva is compared to yogurt. That is how Lord Brahma explains the position of Mahesh. Deeparchir eva hi dishantarma abhyupetya deepayate vrittahe tu samana dharma yastadrig eva hi cha vishnutaya vibhati govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Now in this verse, he explains the difference between Krishna and all the Narayan expansions. So if I had a birthday cake, there would be 65 candles. So the first candle that's lit, that's Krishna. Now you take that first candle and you use that flame to light the other 64 candles. All the candles have equal power, yes? But still there was one original candle. So Krishna is the original candle, and all the Narayan expansions, Ram, Nisringa, Vamana, all they're like the other candles. Let's continue. Yakaranarnava jale bhajatisma yoga nidramananda jagadanda saroma kupa adhara shaktim avalamya parang svamurtim vindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Here he teaches us about Lord Mahavishnu. Lord Mahavishnu is in the material realm. From his sweat, from his breathing, all the material universes are generated. And when he inhales, all the material universes enter his body. So you can imagine his time scale.
Entonces ustedes se pueden imaginar su escala de tiempo.
Because the material universe goes on for trillions of years.
Porque la naturaleza material dura durante trillones de años.
And then it's annihilated.
Y después es inhalada.
And he takes his next breath.
Y él toma su siguiente.
It's generated again.
Y se regenera de
nuevo. Very good. Yasyaika nishvasita kama matavalamya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanata vishnur mahansa hiyasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami basvan yatashma sakaleshu nijeshu teja sviyam kiyat prakatayat yapitad vadatra Brahmaya Esha Jagadanda Vidhana Karta Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Here in this verse, Brahma describes himself.
Aquí en este verso, Brahma se describe a sí mismo.
He says that he gets his power from Krishna.
Él dice que él obtiene su poder de Krishna.
He's empowered to create the universe.
Él está empoderado para crear el universo.
And he gives the example of a gem. That when the sun reflects on a gem,
que cuando el sol se refleja en una gema,
then it gives some different colors and lights.
Él da diferentes colores y luces.
So Brahma says,
entonces, Brahma dice,
Krishna is the sun that empowers me.
Que Krishna es el sol que me empodera a mí.
He's not going to take credit for what he does. Yat pada pallava yugam vinidhaya kumbha dvande pranama samaye saganadi raja vignan vihantu malam asya jagatrayasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. You're going to like this one. Here Lord Brahma tells us that Ganesh, he holds Krishna's lotus feet. He has that tumali coming from his head. Tumali. And he holds Govinda's feet on his head. And that is why Ganesh is empowered to destroy all the obstacles in the material world. So if you're going to worship Ganesh, please understand, he is getting his power from Govinda. He's not independent. All right, good. Agnir mahi gagnam ambu maradushascha kalastatatma manasiti jagatrayani yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti yamcha Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yach Chakshur Esha Sabita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurtir Ashesha Teja Yas Yagyaya Brahmati Sambhrita Kala Chakra Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Now the sun is very, very powerful in the sky, yes? But the sun is getting its power from this Krishna. Dharmo tapapa nichaya srutayas tapasmi brahma dikita patagava dayascha jiva yaddatta matra vibhava prakata prabhava govinda adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yastvindra gopam atavendra mahotsvakarma bandana rupa falabhajanam atanoti karmani nirdahati kintu chabhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. This is a very important verse. This verse says that whether you're Indra or a germ, everyone is under the law of karma. But if you surrender to Krishna, your karma is greatly, greatly, greatly reduced. By your karma, you were supposed to get your head chopped off. But instead, your wife slaps you. Not a bad deal, huh? So this is what it means to surrender to Krishna. You just get a token of what you were supposed to get. Therefore, the intelligent person surrenders to Krishna. That's why I surrendered to Krishna. Because my karma, muy malo. Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi biti vatsalya moho guru gaurava sevya babai sanchintya tasya sadrishim tanum appur ete govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Here's the end. Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo Druma bhumis chintamani ganamayito yam amritam kataganam natyam gamanam apivangshi priyasakhi chidanandam jyoti paramapitad asvadyam apicha sayatra shiradbi shravati surabibhyash chasu mahan nime shardakyo vavrajati nahi trapi samaya bhaje sweta dvipam tadaham iha golokam itiyam Vindantaste santashiti viralacharaya katipaye. So here is a description of the kingdom of God.
Entonces, aquí está la descripción del reino de Dios.
They don't really walk.
Ellos no caminan.
They dance.
Ellos bailan.
They don't really talk.
Ellos en realidad no hablan.
They sing.
Ellos cantan.
Because the abode of Krishna is the abode of pure love. The kingdom of God, the abode of Krishna, is that place where the people, the animals, the trees, the plants, the cushions, everything is a person. So you can imagine, if this was the spiritual world, I'd be sitting on someone. Because in Krishna's abode, everything is personal. Here, this is dead wood. That's the material world. Animate and inanimate objects. But in the spiritual world, everything is animate. There are trees known as kalpa vriksha. Here in the material world, you get mango from mango tree, apple from apple tree, banana from banana tree. But in Krishna's abode, you go to any tree. Tree, give me banana. Zoop, there's your banana. Okay, now give me pomegranate. Zoop, there's the pomegranate. They're called kalpavrikshas. Whatever your desire, you get. But, Srinam Radha, what is the only desire of the residents of Krishna Loka? Are they asking for pomegranates? And what are they asking for? Yes, more service to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everybody sing. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I love that. Okay, just the women, just the ladies. Angels. Hombres. Come on. Weak. Once again, the ladies who are better. Everybody! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On to the best, everyone! I love Santiago. I don't have as much fun in Los Angeles as I do here. And you have good rhythm. You, I like. You have soul.